నారాయణ నమస్కృత్యాహం చైవం ధౌతమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం తితోజయం ఉదీరయత్ నశ్చ పరీష్వ భద్రేషు నిత్యం భగవత శివ భాగవత ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతి వాసుదేవాయ హరే కృష్ణ. సో గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి ఆన్ ద కాల్ ఆర్ గుడ్ డే డిపెండింగ్ వే యు ఆర్. దిస్ మార్నింగ్స్ టెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 విచ్ ఇస్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫోర్త్ ఆర్డర్ Chapter 18, which is entitled Maharaj Prithu Milks the Earth Planet. Text number 2. Saniya Shabhi Homanyum Nibodha Shavitam Chami Sarvata Saram Adate Yata Madhukaro Buddha. Word for word translation. Saniyascha, please pacify. Abhivo, O king. Manyum, anger. Nibodha, try to understand. Shavitam, what is said. Cha, also. Me, by me. Sarvata, from everywhere. Saram, the essence. Adate, takes. Yata, as. Madhukara, the bumblebee. Buddha, an intelligent person. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Hare Krishna. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18, and Text 2. It doesn't have any purport. Oma Gina Tivinanyasya Gyana Gina Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tavsajivam Sagaitam Sagudutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Suti Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vaichakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sunibhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Sitarine Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गुरुनाथ नमः अनंदली नमः विग्रहाय हिमाभ्य दिवस अभिचंदनाय तस्मी मा प्रेम व्यासपदाय चैतन्य चिंदाय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चिंदाय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चिंदाय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चिंदाय नमो नमस्ते हरे कृष्णा The translation again, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18, Text 2. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Hare Krishna. So, this is the earth, Mother Bhumi, speaking to Maharaj Prithu. Maharaj Prithu has been coronated king. Maharaj Prithu has all good intention for the people. Maharaj Prithu has received the news that the people are suffering from hunger. And Maharaj Prithu has investigated and found out that the earth has kept the grains inside of her and refused to let the vegetation grow so that the people can in fact be fed. Now, Maharaj Prithu's point to Mother Bhumi, and the reason that Maharaj Prithu is upset with Mother Bhumi, is that he, Maharaj Prithu, has resumed the sacrifices that King Vena banned. He started it again. The demigods have come from the share. The earth got her share. And she's supposed to give grains and other things that she does for sustenance. And she didn't do it. And that's why Maharaj Prithu is upset and wanted to kill Mother Bhumi. Mother Bhumi has presented all kinds of arguments to question why Maharaj Prithu would want to kill her. But she realizes she's not getting anywhere because she's wrong. And so in this chapter, the first text, we're talking about text 2 today, but text 1, it indicates that Maharaj Prithu is still angry with the earth even though the earth has stopped arguing, and that we'll add this point to it, after, you know, debating and saying all kinds of reasons why Maharaj Prithu shouldn't kill her. Then she changed to praising Maharaj Prithu, because Maharaj Prithu is an incarnation of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now Mother Bhumi starts praising him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, talking about his potencies and so on. Still, that didn't satisfy Maharaj Prithu, because the fact of it is, no matter how much you praise Maharaj Prithu, the people are still hungry. You know, it doesn't give them any, you know, relief from the starvation. So then Maharaj Prithu wants the proper thing to be done. And so even after being praised by Mother Bhumi, he's still upset with Mother Bhumi. Now, in this text, later on we'll see, you know, what Mother Bhumi does, you know, mitigate the situation, resolve the situation. Actually, the chapter title gives it away. Maharaj Prithu melts the earth's planet. Remember Maharaj Prithu? The earth's planet is taking the shape of a cow. Therefore, to get the goods, what's needed, so symbolically, it means milking the cow. Or even directly, it means that too. You get the food that's needed. So that's why the word milks is used, because the earth itself took the shape of a cow. Now, so in this text, Mother Bhumi is saying, my dear Lord, referring to Maharaj Prithu, please pacify your anger completely. Get out of being angry and patiently hear whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor. Well, relatively speaking, yeah, there are planets, heavenly planets, that have much, much, much more than than what Madhubhumi has. So in relative terms, yes, she can call herself poor. But then he says, but a learned man, she says, a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places. Just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. So that was an indirect statement to Maharaj Pitu, or a statement indicating that she was going to say a few things that she's hoping that Maharaj Pitu will appreciate. He says, yeah, I may not have much, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places. Just as a bumblebee goes from one flower to another and collects the honey from it. Now, there is so much that we can learn from many high-level devotees and Mahajans that tell us things that we need to do as people who are conditioned souls in this earth to improve in life and go back to Godhead ultimately. So many instructions are there, and that is the beauty of the spiritual books by the Gita being spoken by Krishna himself and Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken by Krishna's devotees, and sometimes Krishna himself coming as an incarnation, and sometimes Krishna himself speaking. So, we're saying that to say that there is knowledge that can be picked from each and every flower, just like the analogy given by Madhubhumi, the beautiful analogy given by Madhubhumi about a bumblebee collecting honey from each and every flower. So the honey, in terms of the wonderful knowledge that's there, we're going to touch on some of them with the help and guidance from my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and your permission. Beginning with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So, and that's the spiritual master for Srila Prabhupada. So he has principles for developing bhakti. 64 principles. We'll talk about some of them. And then he also has words of wisdom. Another set. We'll talk about some of them too, depending on how much time we have, how time permits. So, the first one is actually principle number 10. So we're not starting from the beginning. Principle number 10, it's an advice. He says, my advice is, do not criticize others. Do not criticize others. Try to rectify yourself. In other words, rather than seeing and commenting on what other people are doing, work on your own self. Work on your own self and try to improve. Because actually, when we work on ourselves, go after our faults with the intention of correcting them, then we become a better example to others. You can teach children, but it's not so easy to teach adults when you do something contrary to your own teachings. Therefore, if you're going to say something even from the Shastra that's good for everybody's development spiritually, you have to be that example yourself. So, there are so many injunctions in the scripture about criticism. We'll read some of them and then come back to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj's words of wisdom, or the 64 principles, some of them. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text 19, Srila Prabhupada gives a purport, a section of it says, it is better to execute one's own occupational duty than to criticize others. Better to execute one's own occupational duty than to criticize others. Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Text 15, again, there in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, a pure Vaishnava should be very careful to engage in a specific duty without criticizing others. It's another way of putting the same one that's in 4:4:19. He says, your papa said, that's the safest position. Otherwise, if one tends to criticize others, he may commit the great offense of criticizing a Vaishnava. In other words, Vaishnava Parad. Bhagavatam 11th canto, 11th chapter, text 29-32 are together, the four texts together. Again, the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, Anabhadhyatma. A devotee knows that the material world is a temporary phantasmagoria and therefore does not envy anyone in any material situation. He never tries to agitate others or criticize them unnecessarily. So the devotee already knows, the devotee who really understands what's what, knows that the material world is a temporary place. Phantasmagoria means it promises wonderful things, but it never delivers. So we can try different things, but a frustration will definitely come. Therefore, it doesn't envy anyone in any material situation. In other words, if somebody is very wealthy, but the devotee doesn't envy that person because it's all temporary. And so he never tries to agitate others and he doesn't criticize them unnecessarily. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 7, text 33. Again, a section of a purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who criticize devotional service are called nindakas, blasphemers. Those who criticize devotional service are called blasphemers. So if somebody is serving and you begin to talk about, oh, but it's like this, it's supposed to be like this, and you don't find a nice way to bring it across, even if you have to correct something they're doing, but you go raw at that person, criticizing that person, you're a blasphemer. Because you see, the person that's doing devotional service means well. And if there's something that needs to be corrected about it, it should be done in a very nice way. After all, the devotee has to have the quality of being mild, and mild people don't go harshly, criticize harshly anyone. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, chapter 8, text 24. Again, a section of the purport by Srila Prabhupada, talking about the 10 offenses. The first offense is to blaspheme great personalities who are engaged in distributing the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Shastra, C.C. Antalila 7:11, Krishna Sakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. One cannot distribute the holy names of Hare Krishna Mahamantra unless he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not criticize or blaspheme a devotee who is thus engaged. So this speaks for itself. Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 18, text 50 of Adilila. Again, Srila Prabhupada gives an analogy. Unless one is a medical man, he cannot criticize a medical man. And unless one is a lawyer, he cannot criticize a lawyer. Now the point he was making here is that you have to appreciate the situation that a person is in before you can in fact say something that needs or that lines up for correction, if you want to correct someone. Again, you have to be careful when you're saying these things. Sometimes, and the point about this is sometimes our temple presidents, they go through a lot of stuff. Many of the devotees don't know because the temple president has so much pressure on him or her about what they have to perform. The entire decisions that are made by the devotees and what they do rests on the temple president in terms of the consequences. If something does not go well, it is actually, the consequence comes on partly that devotee, but partly on the temple president also, because he or she is responsible for the smooth operation of that place. Now, of that dab. Now, also, the temple presidents are in touch with the hierarchy, the regional secretary, this is for ISKCON, regional secretary, the GBC, and the international GBC. So, there is instruction that comes from above, the temple president also. Regional secretary says, do it like this, DBC is saying, because there are meetings, and that, no, the meetings for the DBCs, they meet to make sure that things that need to be changed or things that need to be corrected are done so that the society is protected as a whole. Now, the temple presidents are the ones running the different temples. Therefore, after the meetings, then the instruction goes to the regional secretary and from the regional secretary to the temple president as to what now ISKCON DBC is asking to be done. Now, devotees don't know this. So sometimes the temple president would describe it, or sometimes it's a quiet thing, because things are done in confidence also. It's not supported in a network of instruction. The meeting mind in confidence and also speaking confidentially. Sometimes some things are spoken confidentially to the president in the meetings. And so they have to take that into consideration. So when you don't know the bigger picture, you may think the president is doing something that's different, that's not right. But in fact, it's the devotees that don't really know what the bigger picture is yet. And some things can be said by the president and some things cannot. And so we got to be really careful criticizing the temple president. Sometimes some things that are wrong, well, yeah, you can see. And even that, approaching it has to be done very tactfully. I've been in that situation quite a few times that the president, at the time of Giranagi, was my godbrother. And there were some things that we do. There were quite a few things that we knew had to be done differently from what he was doing. But how do you tell him without offending him? Yes, we tried to, but we first of all had to know. Okay, it wasn't that difficult because we knew him, so we knew his mood. We knew what pushed the buttons and what didn't push his buttons. So it was just a question of avoiding the style that would push his buttons. And specifically, what I did was, I'd go to him, and I usually speak very lively to him because he's a dear friend of mine. But anytime I put my eyes down and drop my voice and say something really slow and short, he knows it's something that I'm concerned about, he needs to work on or look at. So he always took it. He always took it, only because I wasn't pushing him. Definitely not criticizing. So these are things we talk about, we have to live by it too. Okay? It all depends on the president's mood and how you can come across. You have to study the president and therefore, you know, some things. And if you can't even talk at all to the president, then you definitely describe what it is to the person who the president, you know, can talk to the president, or when he talks or she talks, the president would hear. And we bring out this whole point of temple president because they are actually holding an extremely important role. And the pressures they go through, most devotees don't know. And so, we shouldn't be quick to criticize. We may see some things that are going wrong in the temple because, you know, there are human defects in the president, is also in the human body, so mistakes will be made. But we have to be very careful how we go about bringing it about. Bringing things that need to be changed, at least what we think. One of the easiest ways is to, if you want to go directly to the person, the president, or for that matter, any other person, rather than making statements of criticism, which is going to be our product, phrase what you're going to say, change it into a question. And within the question, put whatever it is that you want to say. For example, do you think that if we did it this way, it would be better? What do you think? Now, this is what you yourself are thinking. You yourself are thinking it should be done. But you put it in a question form, and that allows the person that's responding, whether they are temple president or not, to respond to it, the person that's hearing, to respond to it, and either respond to it agreeing with what you're saying, or respond to it saying that, yes, it's okay, we can do it immediately, or we can do it later, or responding with a bigger picture that you yourself didn't know was there. And therefore, by the time you finish, you have a better understanding of the situation. So like that way we respect each other and also help each other to grow. Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, chapter 13, text 133. Now, this is also a section of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although a Vaishnava preacher may sometimes criticize others, This is about the one of the six Goswamis, Raghunath Bhatta. Although Vaishnav preacher may sometimes criticize others, Raghunath Bhatta always avoided this. Even if another Vaishnav was actually at fault, Raghunath Bhatta would not criticize him. He saw only that everyone was engaged in Krishna's service. That is the position of a Mahabharat. So that's something to learn from. So criticizing is just not the way to go. Because it's harsh. So alright, so that's some points about criticizing. So we were talking about the principle 10 in the 64 principles by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And he said, my advice is don't criticize others, try to rectify yourself. Okay. Principle number 12. A pure devotee knows that everyone is his spiritual master. A pure devotee knows that everyone is his spiritual master. Therefore, a pure devotee can be Jagat Guru. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, vintage Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Every sentence, there's so much deep meaning, deep implications to it. A pure devotee knows that everyone is his spiritual master. What's a spiritual master? What's the position of a spiritual master? The spiritual master is the one that teaches. So if a pure devotee knows that everyone is his spiritual master, that's the same thing as saying a pure devotee knows that he or she can learn from others. Therefore, a pure devotee can be Jagat Guru. Well, I thought the pure devotee is the one that is learning from the spiritual master. But then, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj says, a pure devotee, because a pure devotee knows that everyone can be a spiritual master, therefore a pure devotee can be Jagat Guru. Why? Because when a pure devotee learns from everyone, what they can learn from, then they also do what? They share. But since the pure devotee can learn from every situation, he or she is in a much better position to share so much more than others can share. Therefore, he can be Jagat Guru. The more you learn, as you know, even in regular, take a mundane example, a person that has finished bachelor's, they've gone to master's, now they have a PhD, they've learned more. Obviously, they have more to give. They have more to share. So a pure devotee learns from every situation and everyone and everything. They're obviously going to know more, way more. And therefore, they are in a much better position to teach. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has put that person in, the pure devotee, in a Jagat Guru position. So, it sounds like a contradiction, but hopefully the explanation here is agreeable to you by the Lord's mercy. Now, a good example of this, a pure devotee learning from everyone with the understanding that everyone is a spiritual master, is in the 11th canto, chapter 7 of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Avadhut Brahman. And in text 33 to 35, I read the translation. O King, I have taken shelter of 24 gurus who are the following: the earth, the air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, pigeon, python, the sea, the moth, the honeybee, the elephant, the honey thief, the deer, the fish, the prostitute pingala, the kurara bird, and the child, the young girl, the arrow maker, the serpent, spider, and wasp. Now, let me finish. My dear king, by studying their activities, I have learned the science of the self. Great example of Avadhut Brahman learning from practically. And it says 24, and it says gurus. Just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, everyone is his spiritual master. The pure devotee knows that everyone is his spiritual master. And these examples, some of them are not even in human bodies. The prostitute, Pingala, yes, but then the earth, the air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, all of those, not even, and then you go to the insects, spider and wasp, he's learning from birds, he's learning from weather, he's learning from the snakes, he's learning from the sea, he's learning from animals and fish. So, we'll just give one example, what he learned from the earth. And this is Srimad Bhagavatam 11, chapter 7, text 37. A sober person, even when harassed by other living beings, should understand that his aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God, and thus he should never be distracted from progress on his own path. This rule I've learned from the earth. The earth is very sober. We know very well how sober the earth is. And we're talking about the Bhumi and Maharaj Pritu. But the earth herself takes on so much. It's very tolerant. People dig on the earth, people take things from the earth sustains. But even sometimes when they go into deeper into the earth, the demons that are not caring much for the health of the earth, but just what they can get from the earth so they can make money. That's all they're concerned with, not the health of the earth. Even they are able to get and extract what they want from the earth, and the earth does not stop them. So the earth is very, very tolerant. But in this case, if they're doing something they shouldn't do, then the earth is being harassed. You know, don't look at it that way, but it's exactly that. If somebody's bothering you, hitting some part of your body, pinching you, and so on, they're harassing you. But the earth tolerates. And a sober person is being said here that his aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God. Now, obviously, under the control of God, we know that this means under the control of Mother Nature. Of Mother Nature. And obviously, they're playing out their karma too. Okay, so this is all ties in. So then, this sober person should not be distracted from the progress on his own path. A sober person, a devotee is a sober person. So he shouldn't be distracted from progress in bhakti. Tolerance is basically what's being talked about here. One should be tolerant, just like the earth. And St. Prabhupada says in the purport, the earth is a symbol of tolerance. And as we've talked about, now St. Prabhupada is more specific. By deep oil drilling and atomic explosions, sometimes explosions and atomic bombs are actually done, they dig down miles and then they explode inside the earth. They test these bombs. Very, very, very polluting to Mother Bhumi. In other ways of polluting. So, the demons are constantly harassing the earth. Sometimes lush forests are cut down by greedy men with commercial interest they want to build, and wasteland is created that way. Sometimes there's wars and the earth's surface is soaked by the blood of soldiers fighting. All of these circumstances are there, yet the earth continues to provide all the necessities of living beings. In this way, one may learn the art of tolerance by studying what the earth does. And so, a few more things. So, when we are tolerant, then we hardly ever get angry. Anger is a product of the motor passion and lust. From lust, anger ensues or follows, just as Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita. So, one who is transcendentally situated, one who is a devotee, should check himself or herself from anger. It means one should not find fault with others, we're talking about criticism, or correct them unnecessarily. Of course, to call a thief is not false finding, Prabhupada explains. But to call an honest person a thief is very much offensive for one who tries to, you know, who's trying to make advancement in spiritual life. So we gotta be careful what we say, and even more importantly, how we say it. So with that, patience, there should also be determination, because Maya will test us, and we should be determined mentally. There's a whole lot of mental game, mental aspect. I shouldn't use the word game, but aspect in spiritual life. As a matter of fact, there's so much in spiritual life that's not on the surface. What's on the surface that we see is in fact little compared to what is not on the surface. What we mean is, yes, we do see things. Yes, we have to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of those, we have the ears, we can hear, and so on. The other senses are all operating on things that are seen. But underneath, the reward that the Lord gives, like Yeh Atma Papadente, Tams Tateva Bajami Aham, to the extent that we surrender by how we act, the Lord rewards accordingly. Now, His reward is not, the plans for the reward are never seen. The Lord doesn't tell us, I'll do this for you if you do this. No. And so much goes on to improve a devotee's life when a devotee is submitted and serving from their heart. So many miracles happen in the devotee's life. When you know that things that you couldn't figure out are happening for you and they're all positive, the Lord is happy with you and Guru is happy with you. This is why it's things, and the Lord is actually rewarding. That's why those things are happening. And they can be quite miraculous. Things that you never thought of happens, other things come your way, situations are set for you to move on. So many things that the Lord does. And so He definitely is, well, the Lord is in the heart. The Lord is in the heart of Paramatma. So we are always getting the opportunity to benefit as long as we are taking our spiritual life seriously. We are taking how we relate to others, how to relate positively to others, taking that seriously. Then, of course, the results are there for us. I also had mentioned earlier that there are words of wisdom from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. So we said some things about the 64 principles, maybe a couple of them we talked about. Now we'll look at some of his words of wisdom also. The first one, we are put to the test. We are on trial in this world. And only those who attend the kirtan of the devotees will succeed. Now the word kirtan here is used very broadly. But then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur starts says, we are put to the test. Therefore, we should expect the tests will come. We are on trial in this world. Why does he say we are on trial? The question is, how are we going to behave with this more advantageous type of body that we have? When we say more advantageous, it's a human body. 95% of the types of bodies that we have are not that are available for people in the material world to be in. The physical bodies, 95.25% are not human. Only 4.75% are human. Sometimes we talk about 8,400,000, and end of that 400,000 is human bodies. But if you look at percentages, you see how little a percentage of human bodies compared to the 100%. Only 4.75% are human type bodies, which can then be used to understand and Krishna and also perform bhakti yoga. So it's very little. 95.25% are all animal and tree body and insect body and bird body and aquatic body, and they are not going anywhere after this lifetime. Human body can go. If you do bhakti yoga seriously, you can go back to Godhead after you quit this body. But the rest of them, 8 million, aren't going anywhere. They only guaranteed another body the next life. So we're very fortunate to be in these bodies. That's why these points are extremely important. Now that we are in these physical bodies that are human type, they can understand God, that we take them very, very seriously, and so that we can jump out after this body is finished and go back. So we are on trial. What we do is check. The Lord in the heart knows what's going on. So trial means, are we doing the right thing? Are we not doing the right thing? We're being watched. And only those who attend the kirtan of the devotees will succeed. Kirtan here means sadhu sangha, the association of devotees, chanting the holy name in association with devotees, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Only those who attend the kirtan of the devotees will succeed. It means much of our activities that we do should involve other devotees. Everything we're talking about, from hearing, from asking questions, from chanting, from harinam, all of those, the more devotees you have around you, the better off you are. So number two, any place that the glories of the Lord are being discussed becomes a place of pilgrimage. Any place that the glories of the Lord are being discussed becomes a place of pilgrimage. The Lord is absolute. So everything about the Lord is the Lord. If you discuss the Lord, that is the Lord. We may have trouble understanding what that means, because these physical bodies and these minds cannot understand absolute. Something about the person is the person. I remember in the Bible, it was also there, and the first time I read it, I could never understand what it meant until we came to Krishna consciousness, and then there's this, the Lord is absolute. Things about Him are also Him. So in the Bible it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So immediately they say the Word. The Word is with Him, and the Word is also Him. Now definitely that explains, or that is also on the line of being absolute. The Lord's paraphernalia are the Lord. The Lord's name is the Lord. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Krishna. Not just words to describe Krishna or devotional service to Krishna. We know it has its meaning. But it is also Krishna, because Krishna is absolute. So the place where Krishna's name is talked about, the place of pilgrimage, that is also Krishna. Because Krishna is in the absolute platform. And I know these are very hard to kind of, what? It's like this, it's like this. Yes, anything about Krishna is Krishna. We are not like that, but He is like that. He's on the absolute platform. So, sometimes places of pilgrimage may lose their potency because some visitors have ill intention. See, thoughts affect a place. Thoughts affect the minds. Thoughts are in the atmosphere. And the atmosphere is affected by thoughts from people. These days in Kali Yuga, a lot of negative thoughts are in the atmosphere. But when people go to sleep, then those negative thoughts are not being pushed out. That's why the Brahma Muhurta hour, usually at 3 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, that time, most people are sleeping. But not 2 o'clock, not 1 o'clock. Those times, those who are going to parties and other sense gratification, they're still awake. They're in the clubs and so on, and all kinds of negativity happens. So that time is still demonic in many, many places, because negative thoughts are being put out. But you come to 3 o'clock and 4, and even those who are negative are sleeping. And therefore, the atmosphere is cleaner. And that's the Brahma Muhurta hour. So thoughts are actually, they have the property of affecting an area. So we need to, so this is an indirect way of saying that we go to a place of pilgrimage, we have to be careful how we think, because whatever we do, they do wrongly, the consequences are amplified several times in the holy places of pilgrimage. And whatever we do that's wonderful in service to the Supreme Lord and the devotees, those are amplified several times too, the benefits of it. I was listening about an hour, about 2 hours ago, earlier this morning, to His Holiness Guru Govinda Maharaj on YouTube, and he said, Yes, serving Krishna is very nice, but Krishna himself is pleased, most pleased, when we serve his devotees. So to Krishna, service to devotees comes first. It comes first. So we should remember that. And devotees are the ones that are around us practically all the time. We have a sangha with them. So find ways of serving them. When you talk to devotees, just conversing with them, listen closely to some of their needs. They may not ask you for any needs, but they will mention it. And then you make a note of it, and another time, find a way to fulfill that particular need. Serving devotees pleases Krishna and pleases Guru very much. So that's one of the ways in which we get to grow. Because the more we serve devotees, the more Krishna purifies us. Then we become happier. A pure devotee is definitely a happier person than someone who has problems. Final one, at least for today, there's more, but we'll start with this last one. Possession of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. Possession of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. This is the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj speaking. The things that we have that pull us 100% into sense gratification are the ones that usually disturb our devotional lives. It's another way of saying the same thing. Objects not related to Krishna. So the challenge is, we should in fact be thinking that any object that we get, anything that we get, how would it help me to serve Krishna? If you don't have an answer, you gotta look twice at the situation that you're in. Do I need it? Do I need it? So very, very, very important to be careful what we use, and also be in the mindset of serving Krishna with those things. So, possession of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady, or our main disease. That's the same thing. Malady means disease or ailment. Spiritual ailment, in this case. Spiritual disease. That's what keeps us from going. And so when we over-endeavor, as it says in Nectar of Instruction, we over-endeavor or over-collect material things, then the sense gratification from that will eventually cause fall down. So what we need, yes, but we don't, we get them, but we don't over-collect. And over-endeavor also. Sometimes for material things, we are trying to work. We can work hard for Krishna consciousness. That's always good and that's always needed. But working hard and killing ourselves practically for something material isn't important. All material things are temporary. And even after you do that, chances are you're going to lose that thing, or you yourself going to leave that body, and that thing will be sitting somewhere you can't use it anymore. So that's the point that's being made here. So Mother Bhumi is now saying, Maharaj Pritu, please be patient with me and hear closely, because that means she's gonna tell some things about how to remedy the situation. And as the title says, Maharaj Pritu milks the earth planet. In fact, what the earth Mother Bhumi told Maharaj Pritu is in fact what Maharaj Pritu is performing, and it amounts to milking the earth. Hare Krishna. So I'll read the translation again, and after that, as you like, you can unmute phones and ask questions. So the translation, Canto 4, Chapter 18, Text 2. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently what I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Hare Krishna. Jai. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Alright, so you can unmute your phones now without due respect. Are there any questions? Christian's mercy. Go ahead.
So, how to pay respect to others? When they do some kind of bad things for you, it's very difficult to pay respect.
Say when they do something bad, something wrong. Okay, all right. So
it's not true. It's two things. I ask you.
Okay, I understand your question. If you don't mind, I can. It's amazing how much repeated chanting over the years can help with our consciousness. But we'll get to that one again. So you talked about when somebody gives you a hard time, they know they're upsetting you and they upset you anyway. And this person is another devotee. Now, my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, first said that we got to understand the situation with all devotees. Some are pure, some are not pure. Most of them are not pure. Everybody is growing. So this will happen in different places. Now, we need to understand that some of the devotees are pure, a few, and others are also, this is how you put it, others are going to be pure, but they haven't gotten there yet. So, it's very subtle. The consciousness is, okay, this person is well. Let's take sickness. This person is well. So then we say that's a pure devotee. Now, this person has faults with it, but the faults have to be looked at like a disease. Now, you don't say, why are you sick? The person that's sick is sick. So, see, that's how he helped us to say, okay, so you've done something wrong, but that's that person's disease. Now, if I can help them, yes, I can help them. But if I cannot help them, don't blame them because they're sick. Now, this is mental sickness now because, you know, it's the way people think that make us, them give us a hard time. First, they're thinking about doing something bad to us. So it's a mental disease. And, of course, karmis have so much mental disease. Devotees are trying to get purified. Okay, and this goes on and on and on. So our reaction to it is to remain calm. Sometimes, one way is, yes, we have emotions. We're not like computers. We have emotions. So, the emotions will kick in. The question is our reaction, though, to it. That can take many, many, many ways. As soon as we react negatively by hitting back, we are wrong. And two wrongs don't make a right. The person's already done something wrong to us. We do something wrong back. That doesn't. That's like tit for tat. Tit for tat is not in devotional life. We're not like that. So, if you can't say anything positive to them, you can get away, physically get away from that situation. You can also chant Hare Krishna in your mind because it also calms the heart down. And you can also pray for the person's welfare. Now, this may be a little hard to do. The reaction is, oh yeah, well, he did this to me, so this and this and this. But remember, If the person is healed from his sickness, how much you and everyone else can benefit. Therefore, you can make a short prayer to Guru and Krishna, or Guru and Guranga. Help this person. Help this person to see what's better. Now, you can also take action. And the action may be finding a mild way to point out the situation that was wrong at another time. Because immediately, you're going to run into emotions. You already, that person is in a negative emotion. If you start to speak something, even that's nice, sometimes they will not appreciate it. And so sometimes it's better to move away. This is all depends on the situation. And if you chant quickly in your mind and appeal to Guru, they will guide you what to do. Because there are different things that you can do. But all you do is, what you don't do is go after them or react negatively to them also. Then you yourself have carried an aparadhi too. They already have aparadhi doing it to you, but then you're an aparadhi because your reaction is also negative. So you can, the easiest one is to walk away from them. If you can explain the situation, explain it mildly, you can do that also if they're willing to hear, but you have to watch the person's emotions at that time, whether they can hear. If the emotions are too high, and more than likely they'll offend you some more, then it's time to just keep quiet and walk away. And another, take it up another time. Or sometimes they're not even taking it up at all. Krishna knows. Krishna's in the heart and he knows everything that's going on. So sometimes things get corrected without you having to be the direct person to make that correction. In all of these, you know, within the years that we've been in this kind, we've seen it happen in different dharms with other people. Sometimes it was on me directly, and other times I was the one that was wrong. Just we're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And, you know, then you learn to apologize quickly, you know, if you're wrong. But, yes, there's a question of being tolerant. Here on this earth, the overwhelming majority of people are conditioned souls. Conditioned souls means faults are there. So we should never be surprised when the faults come up. Because if we're surprised, then we're saying, how come you're not pure? Well, that's why we're in the material world in the first place. So, you know, so it's a question of how you deal with it. This person is diseased. And so my guru, this is how I go about it. And honestly, this person is bad. I never say this person is bad. I would think, because that's how I've been trained, that this person is diseased. So as soon as they say they got a disease, then you don't kick diseased people. You try to help them to heal. Or if you can't help them, you can't. But it doesn't mean that you should go after them. Hare Krishna. You talk about me in a situation. I'll tell you my situation just quickly, but we'll get to this. Yesterday, there was a devotee, a new devotee, a bhakta, that's such a big trouble in where the yatra that we're in. He mailed 25 devotees and copied me on it and lied totally about me to them to try to ruin my reputation. This is only yesterday now. Only yesterday. So, yes. People know. So I wrote one thing because it was so bad. I just wrote one line in response to all of them, and I said, Nothing could be farther from the truth than what this person has said. The media said that was the only thing I said about it. He went into details. Everything he said was untrue. But he said that. No, because it's a long thing. He's been harassing other devotees. This is how it happened. Harassing other devotees, harassing this guy, harassing wives of other people, you know, trying to be controlling, and so many situations. People were tired of him. And he did one thing on a text on WhatsApp, and it was so bad. We're preparing for Ratiyatra on Saturday, and the people that are trying to arrange, you know, things to go on, he's bossing them around and everything. And he's a bachelor, he's not even initiated. And he's going on like this. So he got to a point, I said, what is this guy's problem? So then I decided to go to his house. I just sent him a text to him, just come to hear what is, you know, that bothers him, and hopefully just use Krishna consciousness ways to try to make him see reason. He didn't get anywhere. He yelled at me. He threatened to call the cops on me. So I got up and left him. And then what does he do now? He's not satisfied. He goes on email yesterday and writes all kinds of things negative about me. Now, how do I regard this person? One word. He's sick. He's just sick. You know, and he's sick. The devotees have known me for years, so I just have to write one sentence. Because I have a reputation that is, by my Guru Maharaj's mercy, pretty decent. And so if I write one sentence and say, this is all not true. It's all not true at all. And so, but you know, there are other things that will happen. There's so many things that are connected to it. Before, just the day before, on Sunday, today is Tuesday, and Monday he wrote this yesterday. So the day before, we're having a discussion with some of the board members, one and his wife. And this guy was, as I said, he was causing trouble. And the one of the guys said, well, you know, and he's also new. He's initiated, but he's new. And so the man said, well, we should just be quiet. And, you know, maybe if we're quiet, he will be quiet and all this problem will go away. Well, now, it didn't last, right? The very next day, he writes negative things about me and sends to so many devotees. So that was to tell this guy, because telling him, no, things don't go away by themselves. You have to solve them. And immediately the proof came for this email, you know, trying to damage my reputation. Now, I don't worry about this thing, because my thing is, he's sick. He's sick. And now he's obviously going to be banned anyway from coming around. Because the management, the GBC already knows about him. So he's going to be banned from coming around. Yesterday just added to it. He already was already in trouble. But, see, this goes on and on and on and on. People in general are conditioned souls. Except a few people that have come to try to get us to go back to Godhead. So, you're going to be hit left and right, left and right, left and right. And he's also in the congregation. This guy has a wife and two children. Very nice children. But he himself, you know, is all kinds of trouble. But at the same time, he gives nicely. He's giving me gifts. So how should I think of him? You know, one time he's giving me gifts earlier, and now he's trying to damage my reputation. This is a sickness. And the two things don't go together. Just saying that to point out. He's sick. He invited me to his workplace to show me around and what he does and all that. And then he starts messing with devotees, and I go hear why it is so he can express himself. And then he says, why are you here? Why are you here? I know why you're here. You know, you just came, and again, dumped all kinds of negativity on me when I only wanted to hear his part of the story, why he was upset. And now he's trying to ruin my reputation. So, you know, this is sickness. It's just sickness. So if you read it that way, then you don't worry about the person too much. But you can take steps too without getting your, why is he doing this to me? Why is he doing this to me? There aren't pure devotees here. Majority of us aren't pure. So don't be surprised when they throw stuff like that at you. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai. So, any other questions? You're probably surprised at what I'm going through. But this happens all the time. Any other questions? I'm kind of laughing about this. We've seen so many times things have happened. So, okay, well, we'll see. I just ended the letter by saying, but you see what Krishna does to you when he gets angry. That's how I ended it. And it's got nothing to do with me, but your offended devotee, Krishna, will be on your case. He will jump on you immediately. You know, and I've seen it happen, so.
Yeah, it's not easy. But you explain it. You explain it.
I'm laughing at him. Anyway, I'm laughing at him. That's the thing. He's sick. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you, Mataji, for bringing this up. I didn't think I'd have to say my situation today, but what to do.
Hare Krishna,
Jai. Except for the basis, it's going to be a problem.
Really appreciate your sensitive perspective. Mataji is asking you from a practical point of view. When it comes to personal, it's very difficult to face the situation and not become affected.
Mm-hmm.
But you are bringing the points of this answer, this example. What an amazing realization and Srila Prabhupada that you are the moment. Just one perspective I am trying to remind myself.
Yes, please. Yeah, talk about it.
When somebody criticizes you, puts you out, apparently, as you said about your situation, apparently it appears that you were not at fault and it was unnecessary because of a disease or sick.
Yeah, I was just going to mediate. And then I got. Go ahead, anyway.
Yes. But in reality, we can also learn from this. If somebody finds fault with me, then I can appreciate the best person. He knows only very little about little of my faults. I am much, much more faults. I am much, much more faults.
Yes.
Than one can think about. Because who can describe the unlimited faults or shortcomings I have? The Lord will criticize me, they only know very little. You can tell them personally. If the Lord knows only very little, I am worse than that.
Wonderful. So that's a very good point that you brought up. It happened to Haridas Thakur, it happened to Shivas Thakur in the Shastra. Shivas Thakur, somebody put tantric stuff in the front of a house and started broadcasting everything. They look at Shivas Thakur, everybody thinks that he's such a nice devotee, but he actually does tantric stuff. And his reaction to it is what you just said. He admitted, oh yeah, sure, I do all of that stuff. But the people obviously didn't believe it. Yes, and in my case, I thought about it. And in fact, I was going to respond to the email that way. At that time, I hadn't read it yet. My wife had only told me because she got a copy of the lies that this guy had spread about me. And I was laughing about it, and I said, yeah, maybe I should admit that it's, I have all these faults. In fact, it's worse than that. But then I looked at the number of people and how, because I know the people that he's sent this to, okay? Then because of the way they think and how much gossip there is, so I was a little concerned that if I go that route and say, I am that and even worse, that he'll actually begin to believe it. So sometimes it is, you can get away with this type of response as you described, but other times too, you just might put yourself in a situation where people will believe that you're that bad, when in fact, that's not the case. Okay, so it depends on who. In devotees who are advanced or who understand what devotion and know you very well, they know you're taking the humble position if you do it like that, the way you've described it. But there are other people too who are demonic, and if you're not careful, they're going to say, okay, see, he rubber stamped everything I said. Oh, see, he was worse than that. Okay, so the community and how they do things also have to be taken into consideration if you're going to go that route, which is a very, very humble position to take. And people have taken it. Haridas Thakur's situation was when he said that if you do Namabhas and pronounce the name of Krishna indistinctly when you're chanting, you still can get liberation. And someone took him up on it and said, what kind of, bogus idea is this? If that is the case, then this man, Haridas Thakur, is spreading something bad and may he get leprosy and his nose fall off. And Haridas Thakur said that if it is actually what I'm saying is not true, I will cut my own nose off. We're talking about that pastime yesterday, my wife and myself. And of course, Haridas Thakur was right. Namabhas is in fact still liberating because the holy name itself is that potent. The person intends to call the holy name. They're not calling it distinctly, but it's definitely the intention. They're not thinking about something else. They want to chant the holy name. They're just not doing it right. They're not doing it distinctly. They're not doing it with great attention. But they're trying to do it though. And therefore, there's some benefit that comes. And that benefit is liberation. So people will say all kinds of things. People will say, unfortunately, that's the way it is in this world. And especially when you have positions of responsibility, leadership positions, even more things are said in devotee life about the person. Yes, and I'm glad you brought it up. I didn't go that route because I wasn't too careful. I was being a little more careful about the audience and how they will take it. How they'll take it. And so, but I know that, yeah, it's there. And sometimes it's actually quite effective to say, I have even more faults than what you're talking about. So I appreciate you bringing it up. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna,
Jai. Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy. Shared, and it's true. It's quite true. Actually, we add one more to it. Even for it's the cleanest time. It's the cleanest time. The atmosphere is cleanest. So you give that to Krishna. The best time you give it to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any other questions, comments? So we can stop if there's no more questions. Okay. We were saying that thoughts have form, thoughts affect the atmosphere. Different thoughts affect the atmosphere. In Kali Yuga now, most people think negatively. So during the day when they awake, up to the evening time and the night time, 12, 1, 2 o'clock, people are still awake, those who are in nightclubs and so on. They're doing all sort of mode of passing the mode of ignorance things that affect the atmosphere. Now, by 3 o'clock and 4, those people are sleeping. And so, when they're sleeping, then those thoughts don't come out. Therefore, the atmosphere is cleaner. And that's what we're talking about. That's the Brahma Hutta time. Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying the atmosphere is cleaner?
Yes. Because the negativity is not being put out by those people, because those people are usually sleeping at that time. Yeah, that's the point we're making. That's another angle of it also. In fact, it is explained that time from 12 midnight, 1 and 2 in the morning, 1 a.m., 2 in the a.m. in the morning, people are in nightclubs and so on, it's the demonic influence that reigns more. And from 3, 4 and so on, it's the deva, the demigod influence, which is more the goodness, that reigns more, yeah. So metaphysically, that is also true, but we just talked about the thoughts first, because that's, you know, people who are sleeping don't put out negative thoughts. Hare Krishna. Okay. Hare Krishna. So any other questions?
Thank you.
Paul Vinipapa Mataji, you are being drained. You should accept that. In a tough situation, mentally you're being drained. Because the people around you, when they project negativity, it drains you. Everybody goes to that if there's negativity around them. Your husband cares for you, so that's one positive thing. Okay? Yeah, I know that what you said, your husband is having trouble with your sister. So that's there. And that, then the other ones that you brought up. Made a statement to him that upset you. So I've heard all of that. Just wanted to let you know that. But you're being drained. You're the devotee. Sometimes you feel alone. Please get that out of your mind quickly. You're not alone. You have other sadhus. See, they may not be connecting with you the way, the right way. But there are the devotees are. The devotees are on the call. And you got to maintain relationships with them constantly to keep your sanity. This is the situation you're in. You keep, because my wife went through it too with her family. And my wife's also a devotee. Actually, she's the Harrisburg Temple president. And so the devotees are, in this case, the devotees are your real family. Okay? Your husband, yes, he's in a position of love between you and him, but the rest of the people that will keep your sanity are the devotees. Therefore, it's important to keep talking to the devotees, apart from doing your own rounds, okay, the rounds means the japa and the hearing and the puja that you have to do the way it's trained us to do, okay. The rest of the time, you need to have somebody that reminds you about Krishna. And you need to talk to them practically daily, because that will surcharge you. The mantra will help you. The good association with the devotee will also help you. Now, in that way, then you can do one of two things. Those that would hear, if you can speak mildly to them and pleasantly to them, if they would hear, you can speak to them. It looks like you're going to have to apologize to your husband on behalf of your sister, because your sister is from your blood family and your husband is not, and your sister has offended your husband. Therefore, now you need to apologize to him to admit, you know, it's important. Then he knows that you know that there's something wrong that came from your family. Okay. So that one, if you haven't done, you should do. Even if he says it's all right, it's all right. Do it anyway, because he knows that you are aware of that situation, and you know that is a negative thing to do. Now, first person to help is your own husband. The first person to help is your own husband. Some of the things that we talked about, we'll have to repeat it here also. Because if your sister is saying some things negative to your husband, just like we talked earlier, your sister also is sick. This is all sickness. This is all sickness. She knows that you are her sister, and she knows the man is the man you're married to. Now, good sense should tell you that she shouldn't be misbehaving towards him. But that's not the way it happened. So, in other words, we say in so many ways, it's not everything that you can change on your own. But the man that you live with, that you've lived with for years, you have children by, he and you are leading this life together. And I know that he's not Krishna conscious, but he's not against Krishna consciousness, otherwise he'd stop you. And he doesn't. And so, in fact, you talked about some things earlier that he's actually quite favorable. I remember some earlier points that you made about him. So he's a good man.
But being careful, him that you know, in the devotees, and even among devotees, there is someone who has some kind of internal problem or mistake. You know, he will warn me, and I will step away, talking to the person, and then later I'll come back and saying that you were right.
Yeah.
He has this gifted thing that he can see a person, and within a couple of minutes, he comes to know
The main point though that's come, but we are, even though it came from my mouth, that we're all actually learning from, is mentally, if you change the thought of the person from being bad person to being diseased person, it actually helps you not to take the negativity that is put out so seriously. He's got a disease. Well, he needs help. He needs help. A bad person, yes, well, Christian has met quite a few bad people. Sometimes even Peter Woody's come to play the demonic role, so he can come and annihilate them, and just for practice of his Shimpapa says, he works out, and when he fights with demons, that's a workout for him. We go to the gym, but that's his workout. The idea, though, is every situation obviously is different. I'm going through one myself when I talked about it. Every situation is different, and the main point that you should have at the back of your mind is whatever I do as a devotee, I have to be accessing mode of goodness the whole time. I shouldn't do anything in resolving this in a mode of passion or the mode of ignorance. Your husband is mode of goodness in the Sikhism and so on, but when it comes to them, sorry to have to be frank with you because of what I heard from you. When it came to the your sister saying something negative to him, it incensed him, it got him angry, and he said something negative back. Now, again, two wrongs don't make a right. So now... Oh, he didn't say anything. Oh, okay, good, good, I'm glad. I stand corrected. Okay. He said something back to him, but he didn't. That's even better. That was a stance. If he doesn't have anything, see, the point is, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. If you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. So that's the same thing. If you say something, not even in a situation of an argument, but if you say something bad because you're criticizing, that already is bad. We said went to so many references to show how that it's not good to be criticizing. And so yes, if somebody says something, don't say something bad to them. Bad to them. So he already did it. So your husband is actually in many ways advanced, you know, in terms of how to deal with these material things. But you are in a situation where, see, this Christian is merciful though. Look at all of these negativities around you. But your husband is not like that. And he's the one that's closest to you. See, that's why you can go on. That's why you can go on. If you have to fight him also, that would be very, very difficult, you know, on you. You have to be the example. In this situation, you have to be the example. Help your husband by, depending on the situations, when you have to apologize and have your family go ahead and do that, because they're adults, you can't change them. All you can do is pray for them, and prayer is quite powerful, okay? And also, be a good example of mode of goodness activities. They may not understand the transcendental ones, the chanting and so on, but how you behave towards them. And Krishna would take care of so many situations for you. As long as you take your sadhana and you take your service to devotees seriously. But right now, your best bet is you got a good mode of goodness husband, and you got all of these devotees that you can associate with, boy, keep getting surcharged that way, especially with the devotees. There's no getting out of this so easily. There's no getting out of this. You cannot change the others the way they are like. So we're not talking about copping out here. We're not talking about, oh, there's nothing to do. You can't change them. You can. Krishna may be able to change them. Krishna can change them. We say may be able to because maybe Krishna can change them, or you may say, well, it's their karma, they have to live it out. You know, so that's Mother Nature that deals with that, not Krishna directly. And so they may have to go through what they got to go through and go on to their next life and so on. Hopefully you've given many of them prasadam, because that's the mercy that you can give to them. As many of them as possible, give them prasadam. Even if they still continue that bad habit, prasadam will help them in the end when it comes to getting a new body. Getting a new body, that's when prasadam can great help to them. Because if they have to go to non-human bodies, that will be changed. They will still get human bodies because they have prasadam. So that's the mercy you can give to them. But to change their attitude, you have to be the example of a good attitude and for them to follow. This is not easy at all. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And also, like, you know, when you mentioned the uncertainty, it is up to you as one of the devotee community. So what to say, people upset or uncertainty? First thing, please take away even my apologies from both sides on such that for my husband, because somebody, you know, she does speak very nice, and tone was not good actually.
Yeah.
Very angry tone, and that has been right. And for my sister, I apologize because her husband happened to speak only a few words from his mouth. He said that they are, you know, your relatives, your whom are you connected to? And I'm very comfortable only meeting them when I'm there with you by your side.
Association
by texting or by one call or any information that I want to give on the call.
Yeah.
And so I said that is what he wants. So I would, you know, definitely regard that and I apologize that he doesn't want the relationship to be in such a way that you him call him and he calls back to you. And you know, that is what he doesn't want, that because he's very, very my husband is very, very close to actually his brother sisters, and I'm happy with that because I feel that, you know, there should always be a distance maintained between you know, our both the sides of family.
Yeah.
And I know that my grandmother, you know, at one point she would maintain like she would keep like her head covered also. You know, all the brother-in-laws, be this my husband, her husband's younger brother or elder brother. Whenever they would come from the village, she would always keep her head covered, and she would not even think of talking to a brother-in-law or, you know, talking to brother. But in that kind of culture, I've seen your mother and brother fight. And fortunately, my husband also comes from that level, but that's only there where, you know, he just wants to associate with them. They are my kindred, which is in-laws with me. So that's something that I'm used to. In fact, you know, my friends are a little bit like, they're only blind away because no one else. So,
yeah.
I'm sure he's aware that there's nothing better. Mouth that you like, Prabhuji, like I'm, my listening speech is like so, and
So at one point, Luke, as we are hearing all of this, when situations are very terrible, that you cannot resolve right away because the people causing the trouble will not listen. For all devotees, just know this, avoidance is accepted. That is what Mother Lakshmi Padma, Mataji's husband did. He didn't see anything when her sister came around. Avoidance is actually accepted. If you can resolve something, go ahead and resolve it. But if you can't, one of the ways is, of course, you have to see somebody who can in fact resolve it and tell them about it so they can try to resolve. But you and the person directly, you definitely can avoid. You don't put out any negative kind of vibes that you see at them and then you frown and do, no, not any of that. But you definitely can look away, you can definitely avoid that. If you know that going directly at them in any kind of way will bring up another negative confrontation, then it makes sense. That avoidance means you're avoiding confrontation again. And therefore, you know, especially for a devotee, you keep that person from committing more aparads. So yeah, avoidance is in fact part of it. It's not the best solution, but it is sometimes important for the temporary situation to use that so that you don't make things worse than they already are, or don't put yourself in an opportunity in a situation for the other person to make things worse than they already are. And that's why we accept avoidance also. Hare Krishna. That's okay, we learn from it. We learn from it. Okay, any other questions? Okay, so I guess we can stop here. Okay. Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripasunivya evacha patitanam pavanevyu vaishnavyo namo namah Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Jai Gaur Srila Prabhupada.